Corrine. Corrine, I heard the Lord say, even as I am using Wally in this season, even for the young men, the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to use you. You have a heart even for young women, says the Lord. And the Lord says, there's a compassion I placed within you even for them, says the Lord. And the Lord says, no, even daughter, I'm going to use you even to reach even out to them, says God. But the Lord says, I'm going to do even some different things with you, says God. The Lord says, daughter, you've walked through much even as a young girl. And even sometimes many even that are old, that young or young, look to you and think, well, what could she even know and what could she even give to me? What could she even impart to me? But the Lord says, daughter, I made you young at heart, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, there's a spring that I've even placed within your step. And the Lord says, even as many even young people get to know you, the Lord says, they realize that you're not even just like the older ones that they just kind of hold even in disregard. But the Lord says, you are even a mother in Zion that I have raised up, says God. The Lord says, daughter, you're one that's even a strong intercessor, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, you're one that knows how to lay hold of the altar and the horns of the altar and how to even travail things and birth things forth, says God. The Lord says, daughter, you've done it even for this territory and even for this region. But the Lord says, your heart breaks for what you see even happen to the young people, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, even as I've captured your heart in prayer even for that, the Lord says, daughter, even I'm going to begin to bring them to you even one by one, says God. But the Lord says, I'm going to begin even to strategize with you even concerning evangelism, the Lord says, and even discipleship, says the Lord. The Lord says, there's a new season of discipleship that I'm going to cause you even to walk in, says the Lord, to be able to disciple those that are young. The Lord says, there will be even for the young people, the young adults, but the Lord says, even, the Lord says, I've even caused you to even have a strategy even for the children, says the Lord. The Lord says, there's even something that I've been stirring within your heart, even for young children, and the Lord says, I'm going to even place even some young people around about you, says God. The Lord says, even some young adults, and even some that are even just a little bit older. The Lord says, some that are even the 30-something, says God. And I'm going to cause you even to reach out to those that are unchurched in this season of time. And I'm going to cause you even the evangelistic anointing even to be upon you, even to reach them. And the Lord says, even as I do, I'm going to cause even some discipling to happen. And the Lord says, I'm going to also cause you to reach into some of those that are even churched, says God. But the Lord says, they don't really have an understanding even about the younger generation as you do. And even as I broke your heart even for the generations, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even to minister to those that are even those 20-somethings and 30-somethings, even to be able to minister even to the young ones, says the Lord. Lord, so I'm going to begin even to stir up even your heart, even for some new program, says God, even to begin even to implement even within your community. The Lord says, I'm going to start out small, but the Lord says, I'm going to cause it to increase in the days to come, says the Lord. And the Lord says, it's going to be a model even for others even to step into. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause the funding even to happen for it. I'm going to cause the finances even to flow for it. The Lord says, you're going to start out small, but the Lord says, I'm going to cause it to increase in the days to come, says God. And the Lord says, you're busy about so many things. You said, Lord, I'm juggling so much, I'm not sure how I'm going to be able even to do this, but the Lord says, it's going to be a pioneering step that I'm going to do. It's going to be a new thing that I'm going to do even with you, says God. I'm breathing new life even upon you, says the Lord. I'm going to begin even to use you even to breathe new life even within the church, says God. And the Lord says, there's going to be even by the wind of my spirit, I'm going to begin even to do even some new things. And the Lord says, I'm strategizing with you even to do it, says God. The Lord says, there are going to be some things that you're going to even lay aside for a short period of time. And the Lord says, then as I begin to birth some things within you even to do, the Lord says, as I strategize with you to do those things, the Lord says, then I'm going to cause you to delegate it, says the Lord. And those things that you laid aside for a season, I'm going to cause you to pick them up even once again, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, you're one that is very skilled at juggling many things. And the Lord says, it's almost as if people need something done, they call you. But the Lord says, in this season, the Lord says, yes, there are those times that you're going to do those things, and you're going to continue to do them, because the Lord says, you've been very faithful about it. But the Lord says, daughter, I'm strategizing with you, because the Lord says, in this season of time, that even son and daughter, I'm going to do some things with family. The Lord says, not only just within your own family, but the Lord says, your heart breaks for families, for the young ones to the old. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to bridge the generations. And the Lord says, I even do some things within this ministry concerning family. The Lord says, you're going to be at the forefront of it, says God. So the Lord says, even son and daughter, allow, daughter, even those assignments even to come and continue with the juggling. But the Lord says, there's a season coming, even soon, that I'm birthing that new thing, even with children and with the family, says God, because it's your heart. And the Lord says it's been your passion. But the Lord says, is that what you're going to birth? And then the Lord says you're going to delegate. You're going to birth things, and then you're going to delegate. So the Lord says that you're going to even cause, I'm going to cause even some new delegation to come in the days ahead. Because the Lord says, I'm strategizing with you even for that which I desire and that which is ahead, even for you, says the Lord. The Lord says, you're one that loves to do the practical things, and you're faithful. You're faithful with them. And the Lord says, but some people would accuse you of being a Martha, but the Lord says, daughter, you're one that just knows the balance. The Lord says, daughter, you're that Mary that knows how to sit at my feet. But the Lord says, you're not one that's just flighty, and you're not one that just says, oh, well, I'm just going to sit at the feet of Jesus. But the Lord says, you've learned how to balance many things. You can sit at my feet, but you also know even how to do the work, says the Lord. And there's a sensitivity of my spirit that I've even caused you to have, says God. And the Lord says, there's that prophetic anointing, but the Lord says, I use it even in a different way with you, says God. And the Lord says, I'm going to use you even to a large degree within your community, even in some new and some different ways, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, there's going to be even some new community outreach that's going to come. And the Lord says, I'm going to use you, I'm going to strategize with you, even concerning that, says the Lord. And especially concerning the young ones all the way up, even to the old, to be able to bridge that gap. And the Lord says, I'm going to put a demand upon that gift. The Lord says, there is a gift that I used you in, especially even with children and with teenagers and with even young adults from years gone by. The Lord says, I'm going to put a new demand upon that in this season of time. Because the Lord says, daughter, you are well able and you're well equipped and you have wisdom and understanding. And the Lord says, it's almost like the light bulb's going to go off as different people even are around you. The Lord says, daughter, you know what it is to make the work fun. And the Lord says, daughter, you can get people to do things that nobody else can. The Lord says, because when you're around, it's like you make it a joy. But the Lord says, also because you take care of those that are drawn into your circle. The Lord says, daughter, when you draw them in with a task, the Lord says, you mother them and you take care of them. You truly are that mother in Zion. And the Lord says, I'm going to use you even to a large degree to continue to do that and continue to delegate. But the Lord says, no, there's more responsibility coming to you, says God. But the Lord says, not just in practical ways, but the Lord says, I'm going to demand upon that wisdom and that gift, that teaching gift that's on the inside of you. But the Lord says, even to a large degree, I'm going to use you to impart to others that they might minister to the children, to even the teenagers, to the young adults that are going to be coming into this ministry, says the Lord.
Amen. Excuse me, that couple in the back.